The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Friday, November 18th, 2022. The phone lines are wide open. Mr. Whitestone will not be able to join us for the segment as we first thought. He is out and about running errands. Makes you wonder. He had a book that we were going to talk about, and we'll bring that up at a later time in our programming. We were talking about this World Health Organization digital nonsense. They want a vaccine passport. They're still on about that, even though a lot of the U.S. states have said no to that. You see, the Biden administration is all about that because it means they get more control. And we can say no. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. I'm going to cover some news, but I will take your phone calls this hour because there is a lot of news. There's a lot of stuff going on. But now we have this lab in Bethesda, Maryland, has announced they're planning to develop a hybrid strain of monkeypox that's got the potential to prove exponentially more deadly than existing strains. One must wonder what could be behind such a risky factor. Scientists looking to create lethal combination of monkeypox strains. Well, first off, it's going to take a little bit of time to do that. Secondly, what are they trying to do? Scare us into submission? That's not working. And see, the thing is they've got to get the money from somewhere, and we the people have the right to call our congressman and say, don't you dare fund this, or we're going to put your picture on posters all over your congressional district, and we're going to label you an accessory to murder, and you're not going to like the press backlash. Because if they let this thing loose, it's because they want to depopulate the United States of America, and we have to stop these Frankenstein-like experiments. I mean, if you've ever seen monkeypox on a human, it's predominant in Africa. But if you ever see it, iter a variant, whatever the case may be, you see these welts growing on the face and hands and various other body parts. And it's not a pleasant sight to look at. And the current strains generally won't kill you, but they will mess your life up for a month or two. Then you have to take this jab, supposedly. See, vaccines are supposed to prevent something from happening, not stop it once it's already been here. This is the problem with creating a plandemic. And we still have people that are arguing with each other over whether or not this was contrived. Extreme media does not want to tell everybody that this is a bioweapon. They don't want to tell anybody that the means of depopulating the United States of America is to make sure everybody gets a shot in the arm and they end up sterile. It goes right to the ovaries and the testes. And the outcome is not good. And you see all these athletes dropping dead on the field, suffering myocarditis, pericarditis, and all these other conditions. And of course, there is another situation that Peter McCullough has recently written about, and that's called VITT, V-I-T-T. It is an acronym for vaccine-induced thrombotic thrombocytopenia. It's a bloody mess that's costing hospitalizations and lives. What, I need to explain that to you? I will. Because this is something that scientists are now seeing. And this is where unfortunate victims are fine for a few weeks after being vaccinated. And then they're not. Then bleeding from the oral and nasal mucosa associated with bruising under the skin starts occurring, commonly with serious blood clotting within the brain and elsewhere in the body. Most patients are hospitalized in critical condition as doctors try a variety of medical and interventional maneuvers to combat simultaneous clotting and bleeding. And as you can imagine, in some individuals, the process is overwhelming, and no matter how much critical care or support they get, they die. Yep, and we've actually got case studies that are in the link. Jessica Berg Wilson died of COVID-19 bit September 7, 2021, 37 of Seattle, Washington. Nice-looking lady, didn't deserve it, but she went and got the jab. She was one of those that fell for the government savior complex. Yep. She decided, oh, well, the government, why would the government want to? She had no idea the government was trying to kill her. No idea whatsoever. Now, she bought into it, hook, line, and sinker, like 220,000 Americans. She's part of it. She's part of all those that trusted the savior. The government, not Jesus Christ. They trusted the government. Oh, I'm from the government. I'm here to help you. Yeah. I know. It's only a cold sore. It'll only hurt for a little while. And you know all the other lies. There are some that are more colorful we can't say on the radio because obviously the FCC would take issue with it, so we won't. But there's over 1,000 peer-reviewed papers in the preprint server system and or in the National Library of Medicine, which is PubMed.gov, describing side effects after the mRNA or adenoviral DNA COVID-19 vaccines. And the thing is that they're not even vaccines. And because the spike protein produced in response to the vaccine genetic code causes hemagglutination and microblood clotting, there's an excessive antigenic presentation of platelets to the spleen and reticuloendothelial system. Reticuloendothelial. Yeah, can you say that a few times? That means your skin, folks. You know, if you want to have some fun with that, I remember when I was in med school and my kids all wanted to know what I was learning. And I said, oh, yeah, we got this new procedure out. It's called ESWL, ESWL. And they're like, what's that do? I said, well, they put you in a bath. They mark your system. They x-ray your system so they can tell where the kidney stones or the stones are in your bile duct. And they point what looks like a giant spark plug at your area there they have marked off while you lay in a bath, and they blast it with sound waves, and it saves them from having to go in and cut you open. It's a non-invasive procedure, and it basically blasts all of your stones into little, like, salt-sized fragments that flow out through your urine. And the medical name for it is extracorporeal shockwave lithotripter, or ESWL. And they got all excited. And of course, you know, they wanted to know what else I learned. I said, well, I spent some time in GIs, and there was another term called ERCP. And learning that, boy, they went to school and blew their teacher away. I mean, these are just grade school kids, and they're coming and talking about endoscopic retrograde cholangiopancreatoscopies. And the teacher is like, where the hell did you learn that? Oh, from my dad. Yep, I've seen those procedures done multiple times, and let me tell you, they're lifesavers because they've actually taken stones out of bile ducts using that procedure with a cannula at the end of a camera tube, and they can save tens of thousands of dollars in medical surgery. See, science has graduated. But now it's to the point where instead of saving lives, it looks like they're trying to kill people because we can't have this population. I mean, this is like in the book by Dennis Berendt called Endgame, where he goes into detail in nearly 400 pages of information about how they're going about doing it. And they're coming out flat out bragging about how they're going to do it. Seriously, it's kind of crazy. But, you know, we've got that full story that I'm just talking about VIT. Vaccine-induced thrombocytopenia. Yep. Interesting medical terminology, but now you know what it does because you start bleeding out your nose and your mouth. And your skin starts turning beet red and your blood starts coming to the surface and you start clotting and you stroke out. And or this is where they're digging the clots out of people's legs that are literally, you know, the length of their leg. They look like giant worms. And see, they grow inside the system. And they cut off your circulation. And what do you think is going to happen? I mean, these are materials that are within these clots. Medically, they can't get rid of. They keep growing and growing and growing. They're foreign bodies. I mean, what are you going to do? Take a syringe full of hydrochloric acid and shoot it in your vein? I mean, come on. You can't. There's no way to kill these things once they get in your system. Yet 220 plus million people took the government's word for it. And all went out and got stuck multiple times, thinking they were doing the right thing. They were being American. They were being patriotic. Well, they're going to be dead Americans. And may not be now, but you see, this is part of the game plan. You see, what they don't want is for 220 million people to all of a sudden drop dead, because now we have, oh my God, an issue. We have a major issue. All these people drop dead. What caused it? We got to get to the bottom of this. And as soon as they start pinning the tail on the donkey and it leads back to Fauci and the NIH and the CDC, that's when things get really crazy. And that's when things go sideways. That's when all of a sudden you see all these people that have nothing to lose go crazy. And when they think, I'm next, I have nothing to live for, they turn on their elected officials, and that's when the lynching starts. And if they try to censor it and try to shut it down, they kill freedom of speech, that's when the killing starts. So understand that we are on, this country is on an agenda to murder its own citizens. And we have to basically say, when they come around with the needle, no. Alan of Texas, another radio talk show host on the Republic of Texas radio network. Welcome to the show, sir. How are you?
Yeah, howdy, Dave. Hey, yeah, you know, basically what you're talking about, you know, they've created standard of care in the medical system, just like they did in the education system. You know, no child left behind. Everything is standardized. And my friend, you well know, you know, that everyone's physiology is slightly different. That's what a good doctor used to be able to do diagnostics to tell, you know, you look at your blood type, you know, your Rh factor, you know, there's just as simple as that. Your body metabolism is different. It metabolizes different things differently. It needs a different standard of care, if you want to call it that, to, you know, it needs individual treatment to figure out what's wrong with you and how to get you better, you know. And now it's just health care. There is no cure. You know, it's another C word, but cure is a four-letter C word, you know, according to them. It's just like, you know, in the education system, no child left behind. You know, a good teacher could tailor their teaching to help the slower students understand more. And, you know, and the advanced students, you know, they didn't have much of a problem. And now everything is just standardized and everything's becoming dumber and more dangerous.
Dumb and Dumber.
There you go.
And they make fun of it on TV. They have actors that actually play this.
Oh, Oh, I know, you know. But, you know, Charlotte Isherby, God bless her soul, you know, she predicted her book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. It talks about, you know, all that, the healthcare system, the education system, the sexual revolution, you know, the drug culture, the music, you know, everything, you know, how they're going to do this to us. And, you know, she was on the inside, and she wrote a big volume. I've got a hardbound copy of her book, you know, that I ordered, and she signed it for me, you know, predicted every bit of this, and all you got to do is read it and accept that it's actually going on. And once you accept it's actually going on, it's pretty easy to see what's happening.
Well, it is, but the thing I'm always wondering about is all these people that are on Medicare, like now, majority of which probably listen to this program, is that if all of a sudden Medicare comes out, CMS Medicare comes out and says, okay, now in order for us to continue with your Medicare program, you must be vaccinated.
Right.
I wonder how many people, because I see that coming, and I wonder how many people are going, you know what? We're dropping out of Medicare. We want no part of you. We want no part of Medicare. We want no part of our supplemental insurance program. Screw you people. We're out of here. We'll figure it out on our own. We don't need this government. We don't need Medicare. We don't need you taking money out of our Social Security. Well, that's another story, because since we've been taking Medicare out of your Social Security, whether you're on Medicare or not, we're going to continue to take it out until you sue us. Or, in the alternative, we're going to cut off your Medicare until you take the jab. I see that coming.
You know, and,
or Social Security, they may shut that off, too.
Yeah, and Dave, you know, we've been trained to live. It's like, well, we've been paying for this medical insurance all this time. So, and, you know, I it's like my mother, I tried to get her, you know, to do, you know, to go along with a nutritionist, you know, a chiropractor, you know, she's still pretty healthy. But you know, because the insurance won't pay for, like, nutritional supplements like what the Power Hour sells and, you know, and other places you can get, you know, good quality items, you know, are kind of expensive, but, you know, but people are so trained that it's like, well, my insurance isn't going to pay for it, so I'm going to go see one of the guys in the white coat and get standard of care, and they get put on all these damn pharmaceuticals, you know.
Yep.
And then they don't even realize when their health starts dropping. Once they get on the pharmaceuticals, they get another condition, then they get another condition, and they're just told, it's like, well, you are getting older, and we've got one that'll cure that, you know, and pretty soon they're just on medications because their insurance pays for it. It's just a sad thing to see, man. Just we've been indoctrinated so long. It's those of us who've lost loved ones, you know, tried to do this and lost loved ones, lost family. You know, it's just sad to see when you really know what's going on.
This is a problem, and people are trying to wrap their heads around how they're going to face it when it all comes down. And if the government wants to come in and take it all apart, for those who are unwilling to cooperate with what the government wants, they're going to have to call on their state legislators and start saying, hey, as a state, you need to stop this nonsense. And a lot of the states have passed various forms of, you know, anti-vaccine mandates. They basically have passed laws saying you're not going to come into our state and start jabbing people. We are not making vaccines mandatory here. And see if they're going to start denying benefits and use those as what we call choke points, then you're going to start seeing a lot of people, Alan, start to rebel in ways they've never seen before. Because like I said, a long time ago when I was dealing in the foreclosure crisis deep in it back in 2009 through 2015, you render a man and his family homeless and you leave them in a position of total destitution where they can't survive, they're going to do whatever it takes, including murder. And this is what America is going to face if this government doesn't pull its head out of its ass and start doing the right thing. I don't have much faith in this Republican Congress. The House, I hear all this, you know, typical BS. They couldn't wait to vote Mitch the bitch back into whatever leadership position he's in. And you know he's going to kowtow to the Democrats. Our uniparty system has failed us, folks, and it's left it. The infighting and the bickering will continue. I predict it, and I predict that these people, not much of anything, will get done the next 2 years except by edict of the Biden administration. And this is going to be a very sad state of affairs when they start, you know, notice they wanted to cancel the emergency and Biden said, I'm going to veto it because I want control. This is exactly the thing that America has got to start saying no to, is you aren't going to do this here. And they need to be getting a hold of not just their Congress people, but their state legislators and their city governments and their county governments, and putting the foot down and saying, I'm sorry, but do you know they're coming? Yeah, they're going to come for you if you
And you know, Dave, you know, in the political system, you know, there are things, you know, called like the senior executive service, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You know, the, if you want to call it, you know, the deep state, you know, the policymakers. And the insurance companies are a big part of making policy. Like for your sheriff's department, they are the ones, it's the insurance companies that determine, you know, what your procedures and what your policies within your department are going to be. Because if you go against them and the insurance company finds out about that you've gone against policy, you know, I over here in Kerr County, I had the sheriff plop down in front of me and tell me that to effect. Oh, no, if we did that and the insurance companies found out, they'd have us shut down within a week.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yeah,
sad state of affairs.
I just asked him a basic question, and he looked at me and he said, "Oh no," he said, "if we did that and something happened, the insurance companies found out about it, they would have us shut down without a week for going against policy."
Wow.
So
sad state of affairs.
We live in, Dave.
It is. It is, Alan.
Thank you, sir. I'll let you get on with the show.
You appreciate your call. Thank you so much for the observations. God bless you and your show too. Good luck with it. This is the thing. You know, we are telling people food, water, shelter, you need to start thinking about this. Under gardening, farming, and homesteading, we have a section on my top 10 foods to stock up on now to prepare for food shortage by Katie Kimball at Kitchen Stewardship. So, you know, we've got a break coming up, but in the meantime, when to take amino acids and why they're important. As most people are taught, there are 8 essential amino acids you must consume in your diet to stay healthy. Basically, the elements are the building blocks of protein and help to build and repair your body. And we have a video by Dr. David Minkoff discussing the importance of amino acids. And, of course, each of these amino acids that are essential are detailed in the video. And, of course, for those of you who want to take supplements from the Power Mall high in amino acids, we've got the 90 count collagen power plus and the Vitamir gelatinized maca 60 count. So put that on your order list next time you visit the Power Mall. That's what keeps us going. And you got to wonder, when they're trying to kill us, do their motives matter? Sure they do. Yeah, we're going to talk about that after the break, along with a bunch of other stuff and your phone calls. Here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarisp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. J.P. Morgan recently warned investors of an economic hurricane heading our way. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. 800-200-4653.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Yes, friends.
Power to the people.
And you are my friend.
Power to the people.
Yes, let's open up the Word
power
of God together.
To the
and let's give them a dose of their own medicine. Oh, that's right. That's why we play that little Plastic Ono Band number. Yeah. Power to the people. We're here on the Power Hour last segment. Dave Krieger with you. 34 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, and it's Friday the 18th of November, 2022. Why do we say this? Well, less than a week away from Turkey Day. How many doing turkey? How many doing ham? How many doing chicken? How many doing prime rib? Have you seen the price of prime rib? I picked up a small prime rib at the store yesterday, and it was over $40, and I'm like, yeah, like hell I'm buying this. Put it right back. How many of you had that kind of sticker shock? See, you thought sticker shock only occurred when you went to shop for an auto. Oh, no, 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 no. It's happened to the grocery stores, too. I mean, people are starting to look at the economy section when it comes to cooking food. It's like, how about a meatloaf? You know, that's pretty cheap. I mean, the brisket was, what, $5.47 a pound? The ground chuck 80/20 was $4.99 a pound. And it's like that's where we are. You know, I mean, the thing is, when you're close to the beef, when you're closer to where they manufacture beef, I find that the prices are a bit cheaper than they are in other places. But then just when you think you're getting a deal, you go look at the steak section and price ribeyes and T-bones. And you're like, oh, my God, that's how much this steak costs. Wow. Yeah, you see, it's happening all over the country. And see, people look at that and then they wonder about this food shortage. Well, look at first off what's driving the prices up, because now we're talking about the economy. And then you're talking about starvation. All in the same breath. And you got to wonder, as I was talking about before the break, when they're trying to kill us, do their motives matter? You know, from new potentially deadly synthetic pathogens to blocking the sun. I mean, this is Bill Gates' dimming thing. Our aspiring masters are attacking life from multiple angles. Well, first off, see, we have to regard these people as masters. What they're trying to do is put the garbage in your head to make you think that they're better than you and you don't mean anything. We value your vote. And aside from that, which we're going to convince you at some point down the road that your vote doesn't really matter. We're going to convince you to stay home, and we're going to tell all the Democrats go out and vote because we want socialism in America. We want socialism because it worked for Stalin. Look how many hundreds of people, you know, thousands of people he killed. Millions. Had him just executed, flat out taken out and shot. I don't like you. Kill him. A recent preprint reports on a new engineered variant from COVID showed an 80% disease mortality rate in humanized mice. While that particular result was based on humanized mice, so was the approval of the new bivalent boosters. In practical terms, the debates about crazies' motives matter less than protecting ourselves from their assaults, whether they think of themselves as saviors or they just like killing people. The paradox of this moment is that under pressure, we have a chance to remember why we're here and to celebrate and honor a life's purpose. That's to bless others. Now, we can talk about this all day. We can pray about it all day. We can sit down and rationalize. And these are the things that I talked about yesterday on the show for a whole hour. If you do not want to see your body become the legal property of Big Pharma, you need to be prepared to take a stand, even if it means losing your Medicare benefits, losing your health insurance. Because when they start mandating, you know, this is all about transhumanism and the effort to try to make us into augmented cyborgs or whatever it is that, I mean, there's a $10 million grant out there if they can figure out what AI is. And how to make us, you know, turn us into AI. But see, the thing is, it's eugenics, but it's framed as healthcare. And even in Canada, they're sitting there saying, hey, maybe if you're depressed, you should think about euthanasia. Now, we're not talking about little kids in China here. Euthanasia, that's not how it's spelled. It's what they do to dogs and cats when they get put down. That's the euthanasia I'm talking about. Now they're offering it to humans in Canada. Depressed, we have a cure. It's not Soylent Green. Nope. Now we'll just, you know, give you a little overdose of propofol and give you the old Michael Jackson put you to sleep kind of stuff. And then we'll stop your body just like they do when they put criminals to death on death row. Yeah, we could do that, huh? As they smile. Tell you, yeah, we have a remedy for that. Are you depressed? We have a remedy. Oh, forget about taking drugs. We have something better than that. How would you like to cease to exist? Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah, Sunday school picnic. Those of us that want the opportunity to bless others' lives, see, we're all faced with this dilemma. The dilemma is when to say no and what it means to say no. That's a big problem because all of a sudden the choke points start to get ramped up. And so think about, first off, food, water, shelter, your health is part of that. So is energy. So you got to have a way to survive. So what do you have to do to budget? First off, you got to look, you know, if you go to lionenergy.com and look there, you'll find the small household generators that you can buy with solar panels. And you do that, you go through the Power Mall, right? When you do that, you keep us on the air, but you also get yourself, like what I did, was you have solar panels that at least power your refrigerator, a fan when it gets hot, a heater when it gets cold. And if you're on multiple heating sources, which you need to be thinking about, not just heating oil, you need to be looking at various types of things. A lot of people already have propane tanks in their yards. Mine's underground. I've only used 20 gallons in the last 3 months. Unbelievable. See, when you diversify, look at that. Democratic challenger just conceded to Lauren Boebert. She's back in business. See, we get these news flashing across the screen. Yep. We told you that race was going on and she was down to like 500 some odd votes. And now Lauren Boebert has beaten Adam Frisch, her Democratic challenger. He has now conceded. She is now back in the driver's seat at Colorado's 3rd Congressional District in the U.S. And now we're over the 200. I think we're at 221 now. As far as the number of House members. Now, see, I know Lauren Boebert, when you go in there and you start looking at what she's done. Yes, she's pro-Second Amendment. But then you got to look at what Lauren's doing otherwise. Is she just there to harass and give everybody a hard time, or is she actually there to pass legislation and do something good for the people? Well, you know, fighting for our Second Amendment right, that's a big thing. But back to food, water, and shelter, and the fact that you might have to say no to medicine, and you might have to take care of your own health. And what happens when you order from the Power Mall, and all of a sudden the digital currency is in play and they shut off your purchase? You see, that's why you need to stock up now. Because if this thing, and it's being tested by 12 different banks, 12 months, I mean, if they start testing this stuff, first off, you need to worry about or trying to get your money out of the banks inconspicuously. 500 a day, 200 a day, whatever it takes. We don't want to make it obvious that we're doing a bank run, but you got to get your money out of there, and you need to start investing it in something that's barterable. Keep some of the cash. I get it. I know you don't want to let go of those ferns, those Federal Reserve notes. You don't want to let go of them. You want to have them because maybe somebody else will. They want the ferns. They want the dollar. You got a dollar? You got a dollar? How can you help an old altar boy father? You got a dollar? Dave in New York, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon. Like at least three things, and I'll try to move quickly. One of probably the most important thing going on now is being able to transfer children across state lines out to California and have them sexually altered and whatnot, you know, without parental consent. Uh-huh. Okay, and I know you're aware of a lot of this. And, I've seen God make moves before. Okay. And there's some things that he's just not going to stand for. I wouldn't want to be in California right now. Something big is coming down. Other than the drought, you know, I've seen Steve Quayle's showing how they lowered Lake Mead and another one just to keep Las Vegas alive for a little while longer. There's no water left. Okay. And when it becomes obvious there, then it's going to be obvious to the world that, you know, their water is disappearing, as it has in Germany and other places already.
72 hours later, people start dropping dead.
And the other thing would be, I believe it was just, he was parroting someone else, but one number or a small number is a tragedy, a large number is a statistic. And so when you look at over 110 food processing companies have burned up mysteriously, okay?
Yep. Oh, it was an accident. It was an accident, Dave. It was an accident.
Yeah. And now, you know, George Soros controls over 190 nonprofit agencies. 190 nonprofit agencies. Think of all the different, including MoveOn.org and Black Lives Matter. And, you know, he funds through Democratic Party, and Chuck Schumer, you know, takes his marching orders from him. So does the entire Democratic Party. So everything you see, you know, I mean, you have a hard time not seeing any of these things in the regular media. And then one really important thing, the Dead Sea Scrolls, when they were dug up and all, they're not real. It's a twisted thing. It's the Rockefeller Institute, or Rockefeller's funded the Dead Sea Scrolls. So when you see all these creepy things about Mary Magdalene and all this other stuff in Christ, it's not real. Okay, but people tend to worship the Dead Sea Scrolls, just like the Shroud of Turin, or whatever it is.
Shroud of Turin, yeah.
You know, yeah, that's a... I'm afraid people worship items like that, too. And it's displaced. If you look at that, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Christ or anybody, but, you know, if the facial structure and all, you know, that shroud, it looks more like Hulk Hogan than I'm sure it does Jesus Christ, you know?
Yep.
We got to be careful on what we focus on. And, you know, well, it's got different spores and this and that and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's got to be real. No, it doesn't have to be real. There's a lot of false delusions out there, and you've got to be on your toes. And, you know, what I'd really like? I heard you laughing the other day, and it was about the electrical fence and hooking up the wires, and you really had a real true laugh. It's been so long since I've heard that. It just made me feel so much better. I want to get back to the days, Dave, when you and me used to just, you know, have a lot of good time to throw back a little banner and have fun, you know?
Yeah, but, of course we do, you know. I think it gets so crazy out there with people, and I mean, Feel Good Friday, we can all have a good laugh. It's like I heard this one the other day that I brought up, and that was the fact that Biden and the teleprompter with Biden is like a challenge, and the teleprompter always wins. I can't help but laugh.
You know, it's a good movie to watch when you're getting like that. I mean, you want to watch things that can make you laugh. Also, you want to watch something that's spiritual. Maybe it wasn't really intended to be, but it sure does seem to be. But that it's pure country, you know, and that's when he quits the band and starts going back to his finest roots and everything.
Yeah. I always like watching the table fart scene from The Nutty Professor with the clumps at the dinner table. I laugh so hard I cry after watching that. I just dial up YouTube if I get depressed and start laughing at that. Because, I mean, I do all the voices, Oh, my little baby's got gas, too. Y'all better cover your plate. You know, that's
if you want to, if you want to see how these crazy people that are trying to rule us really think, watch Cape Fear with Polly Bergen and Gregory Peck and, you know, who's a bad guy in that movie. It's just a cold way that he does these people, and it has no effect on him at all. He's just out for evil, and he wants the kids too, basically.
Yeah, I know. I mean, if you're that paranoid, you know, when you go to take a shower and you think that Tony Perkins is going to sneak up on you with a newspaper like he did with a woman in High Anxiety.
Yeah, Robert Mitchum was the name I couldn't think
Robert
of.
Robert
Mitchum,
there you go. But, all right. I knew you'd get to that. Well, appreciate your call, Dave. Thanks so much. All right. Wow. We try to get to everything, and we managed to do this. Did you know, by the way, that before he launched his 2024 presidential bid, Trump was in court asking an appeals court to revive his lawsuit against Twitter over his permanent suspension. You would think that if Elon Musk was now in charge of Twitter, one of the first things he would have done was, nope, you're putting Trump back on. Put it up. Freedom of speech. Let Trump get on there. I don't care if he tweets 200 times a day. It gives him something to do. Is that how it happens when we get to be that age? We start tweeting like that? It's nutty, isn't it? God, I just can't help myself. Patrice in Ohio, what's going on?
Oh, I got the letter in the mail today from the Warren County Auditor telling
you
me that your application for the remission of real estate property late penalties has been approved. The penalty charges to the account for this application will be adjusted accordingly.
You won.
You got to fight City Hall.
That's right. You won. Yep. Way to go. You know, see, because
yeah,
you could have said.
Do you know how many people? Yeah, but do you know how many people just pay the fine?
Oh, I know. And see, the thing is nobody bothers to think about the risk manager because every county's got one. And if you say, you know what,
yeah.
See, you want to keep this up, I'm going to call your risk manager and ask them how your risk management, how your risk pool insurance is and whether or not you're self-funded or not and start that conversation and see how long that lasts. See how
this stuff does work. Yeah, but this was more nefarious. The envelope was not stamped by the post office. So my first question is, so is a carrier or somebody in the postal system on the take to not do their job? And maybe they get a kickback by ensuring that this is late.
Yeah. It's not the carrier that stamps it. It's the mail sorting facility that stamps it once it gets run through and the carrier delivers the mail. It goes through the sorting machines, and they're the ones that stamp it. So
I can't think that this is some sort of conspiracy,
given the fact they're charging 60 cents a stamp.
I went to the post office, and I told them what happened, and they said, that shouldn't be.
Right.
That's not. And then they said, that's Cincinnati. They said, that's Cincinnati who does that.
Uh-huh. Well, see, and here's the thing. This is one of the reasons why if I have something that important to mail, I go directly to the post office and I make sure that they hand cancel it in front of me and put that stamp on it right away.
I've done that for 20 years. And this time I thought, I'm going to trust them. And you know what? You can't.
Nope.
Trust no one. Nope. They proved to me just one out of 20 times they can't even do it right. Yep.
Nope. It only takes that once to mess live up, as you can figure that out, right? You already did. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Okay.
Thank you, Patrice. You too. All right. So there you have it. And we're still, I love it when you stand up to City Hall, you know, because you own City Hall. Just remember that. See, this is the thing about what they try to do to further confuse you and make you think that you work for them. You pay their salary by the taxes that you pay, especially in city and county government. They assess and levy taxes on your real property, on your automobile. I mean, sit down and make a list when you're doing your taxes come tax time, after the first of the year is when I start. Nobody, you know, that's the really thing. The real pisser is they don't pay you to do your taxes. They don't pay you to sit there and dig out all your receipts and total them all up. Who pays for that? You know, if I got to hire a CPA every year, government's not paying for that. I'm paying for that just to prove what I earned and how much taxes I owe, if I owe anything, or if I'm entitled to a refund. This is the nuttiness that's our system, which is another reason why I support Texas. Is because I really don't feel like we need to be paying taxes to the United States government when they waste it. I mean, if they would do something constructive with it, like fix our southern border and fix our infrastructure so we wouldn't have bridge collapses and all sorts of other stuff, and we'd have safer air traffic, and we wouldn't have to worry about them kicking in our front door. See, because everybody is now finding ways of diverting their money to food, guns, and ammo. And they're doing it for a reason because, you know, here again, the have-nots, when faced with the dilemma of no food, are going to come looking for food at your place. And unfortunately, your conscience, and I write about this in my book, Doomed to Repeat, is going to get the best of you. Because you're either going to open that door and let them in, and they're going to occupy your life and maybe kill you, or you're going to say, you take one step closer, and I'm going to deem you as a threat and blow you away. And you see, when they start negotiating for food at your doorstep, first they start begging. They start intimating, look, I'm kind of short. I don't have any food. I need some food. Do you have some food? And you say, no, I barely have enough for my, well, can't you just share some with me? And then it starts turning into a demand. And then they get more, oh, come on, you got to give me some food. I need some food. I'm going to starve if I don't get food. See, they start get demanding and they start getting belligerent. And then level three, when you say no, they get violent. And you try to shut the door and they put their foot in the door and attempt to gain entry into your house. That's when the fun starts. Because now you have to protect life, liberty, and property. And the question is, would you shoot your unprepared neighbor? Because they're trying to break into your home to steal your food. Is that a threat to your person? And if you answer that question, no, I'll just give them what they want and I'll starve. Really? Boy, how many dummies out there did God actually create? What is that thing at Passage about buying a sword? Well, you see, there's so much confusion going on in the world, nobody knows who to believe these days, and that's why you all have to use your own rational judgment as to how you're going to defend yourself if it all comes down, and there's a very good chance it will, especially if they get away with. Think of this. If 220 million people went out there and believed what the government told them to take a jab, what happens when they start this digital currency system and they start tapping into everybody's bank accounts and systematically shutting off your ability to buy things you need to survive? Then what happens? Are you still going to deem the government as your savior? Or are you going to go start draining your bank account now and start thinking of what you're going to do with it? I'm telling you what, if you're keeping more than a couple of grand in your bank account right now, you're in a sad state of affairs. I got out of the stock market, folks. I don't trust Wall Street anymore. That is a rich man's game, and the rich men control what is going on up there, and the poor men are losing money left and right. You can try and outfox these people, but they've been in this business a lot longer than you. I don't like playing the markets if I can help it. What can I say? But it is the end of our show for the week. It is Friday. No matter how good you feel, think about what you're going to do to prepare for your future. And just remember, you heard it here. We will be back on Monday. Have a safe and happy weekend. God bless you, and God bless what's left of the United States of America.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.